Good. So do a bit of a change of pace, being that it's Parshas Zohar, Parshas Erev Purim, and so on. I wanted to learn a little bit, something inside that Minyan Yoyma at Shayach. So this is taken from Rusisi Laila Rav Tzadik. Rav Tzadik's Sfarim are not written in any specific order, but Rusisi Laila has a lot of Mayadim. More than anyone, and Purim has a huge amount. He has incredible ma'arachis. We're going to see a part of one of them that's Nageya to Parshas Zohar more, and so on. So this is Oysun Beis. Yodua Bektushas Azmanim, the Bechol Shana Boise Yoy Misoira Inyan Asas Boise Yoy. So Ktushas Azmanim is understood as being Zman is its facets. In other words, just like the different chalokim of the Bria in three dimensions, each makom has its sar and its inyonim. Each person has his particular nekuda ruchnis and so on. Each chayfetz has. Zman is like that also. That it's a dimension, and each part of it has its particular inyon. And this man and each man is this or that particular inyon. So the understanding is it wasn't a mikra that Zman of Geula is at a certain, was on Pesach, but that's the Zman of Geula. And we may, let's say, V'hainu, k'sha'inya nikva v'kayim l'doiris, k'chol dova toiva nasi yisrol matzola v'yeshua, hakol b'mishpat mitzad eza schush as everybody says man. So everything that happens to Yisrol l'toiv has a kesh with that Zman. Because the oisus chus nikva k'tushos b'shol chaladeres, as gam k'tushos oisim zman kavur kanderes. So just like Klal Yisrael, the Moshe says b'shus Avraham Avinu saying alecha off of Eifa, they were given two mitzvahs. B'shus mechut asrechnal, they were given two mitzvahs. The different mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael was given, fixed to something, is fixed also k'fid zman. This ma'or oisei koyach oisei schus oisei shua protis b'chol shana b'shana. V'zeo shesholcha esnach hachomim kovuni l'doyres. Okay, so now who makes this? In other words, who's the one that's able to be koyveit as something which is shayach to the element of zman and so on? That's the chachmei ador. So Esther says she sent to the Chachamim, and she said Kovuni l'doiris, which means she wanted them to deher and understand, and al pi das Torah, in other words, through a Torahic understand that this is Shayach to doiris. Shebiyad Chachamim dovaze. Now, why is it Chachamim? So he says like this: Shem eni haedis. So here is he gives a nekuda, which is its own inyan. It's something, but he says like this. Chachomim are called the Eine Ha'eda, Vishuraino de Eino Beliba Tali. The Gemara says that if an eye acts up on Shabbos, the question is if it's Pikuach Nefesh or not. It says you're allowed to treat it even with Chol Shabbos, because it says Shuraina de Eina Belibotalia. The eye and the heart are connected. Some sort of connection. The general mashmos is that the heart is what gives the Mo'er Einayim. That seems to be the Ruach HaRishayim there. He understands it that it works the other way also. V'chein b'koyches ha'ayin. So, I guess he says it's similar to that. The koyches ha'ayin poil b'leiv, al derech she'amru ayin roya v'leiv chaymed. So kasha ayin nishka be'ezed dova machshav nishka boy. So let's chew this up a bit. Let's understand this nekuda first. He says, if the einei ha'eda l'chura if before the Gemara of the Shiraina Da'ena Beliba Talia, Our understanding is it's two separate koiches. Let's give an example. A person is sitting and he's watching security cameras. So the security camera records what's happening outside, who's walking, what is he doing. I look at it and I make a decision what it is. I say, oh, somebody seems to be sneaking up to the house, somebody seems to be running away, and so on. But so one would think at first glance that this is the same kesha between the ayin and the leif, that the ayin is an objective input. It registers in some sort of objective screen, and then the heart analyzes yes, no, whatever. It's not like that. It's much deeper than that. So ha'ayin roev alev choymed means that the re'iya itself stimulates the heart. It's ki'ilu, a reflex, where we understand it as being one pu'ula. So l'mashal, if a person presents to me a sheet of paper with facts about a certain company, and the facts seem to say that the company is doing very well, is probably going to do very well, it's predicted to do very well. So I sit and I think about it, then I say, well, if it's doing so well, then I ought to invest in it. Makes a lot of sense. And I get very, very excited to invest in it. But it's very different when we're talking about taiva. In Olam taiva, the re'iya itself stimulates the person. The person is stimulated by the re'iya. Even it certainly appears to us as if it's direct. It's as if our taiva is generated by the re'iya itself. There's no thinking process where it goes through and I chew it over. The flip side, if a person has a certain bias, a certain prejudice of some sort, whichever direction, the re'iya will tend to reflect it. I will see things the way I want to see them, rather than the way they are. So the lev and the ayin go very much together in a oifin that is kimat, as if it would be one unit. That's the way the HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. So if the Chachmei Ador, if the Sanhedrin is called Einei Ha'eda, it doesn't mean they see what's happening. They're not objective observers who sort of sit down and say, no, if so, we ought to do this and this. It's Einei Ha'eda means that the heart, the way the Teufis, when a Bezdin, when Sanhedrin is Teufis, a certain Inyan, that becomes the reaction of Klal Yisrael mitzad its pimius. That's the reaction. And b'meila, so the kavuni l'doiris, meaning the sense of, has this become something that's part and parcel of Klal Yisrael? Or it's a mitzias that happened and went and came, we can learn some lessons from it and so on, is told in the Einei Ha'eda. Shakasha ha'ayin nishke, says be'eze dava amachshava nishke bay. Wherever the eye sinks into it, we think about it. We mahar on it. V'yadua shebechol mokoyim shemachshav shadam shomu kol adam. And wherever a person's thoughts are, that's where the person is. V'adeze nikva b'lev achakam kol evar. V'alkein, he brings other chazal, it says, kalo she'nei yofois ein kol gufa tzarech b'dika. So, as if the Naim look well. And the truth is, we even our taif is like that. When you look at somebody and you say, you know what? He didn't look well, but his eyes sparkled with life. He probably is okay. Or vice versa. I didn't see anything wrong, but his eyes are dull. There's no life. They're lifeless. The sense of the eyes are reflection of the whole teichen adam, mitzias adam, and that's why kalish and yofes and kol gufa tzarech b'dika. V'heim asanhedrin v'chachmei Yisrael shehem b'koyach lekvei adava b'chlal ha'uma. So the Einei Eidah means that when Chazal atoifes something as being shayach to the claim of Klal Yisrael, it's not an objective valuation, so on and so forth. Their tfis of it is the heart of Klal Yisrael, and b'meil, that's where it's nitfas. Valkeinu says, Begla Rufa, Tzichos Lehed Eloyma, Yedein Leshafcha, Haino Shaloy Al Dedeinu Bokeach, Tzichol Shalev Shem Yisrael. Yedein Leshafcha means that if there's something wrong in the Sanhedrin, Chas V'Shalom, then all of Klal Yisrael has in itself a flaw. So Yedein Leshafcha is a means that we can't deherit. We're saying, we're declaring that we don't have any inyan of it, and b'meila Klal Yisrael is not Klal Yisrael, it's a yochid, whoever it was. This is just an introduction as to what the norm is by Kedushas Yisrael, by Kviyas Yom Tovim, and why normally it ought to go through the Einayim and through the Mahalchim of Chacham doing something. Purim is very different. Beis. Ve'inya neis de Purim lo yechelek es Sanhedrin Chacham bezeh. It wasn't Shaiach to Sanhedrin Chachamim. It was Esther and Mordechai. Adrabe, Omer Chazal al pasuk l'roi vecha v'loi l'kol shepirshu mimena Sanhedrin Acharkach. In other words, somehow there's a nekuda here that this wasn't al das Sanhedrin. This was a mahalach that was extraordinary, extrajudicial. It was outside the Tchum Sanhedrin. It was initiated by Esther and Mordechai, that Chazal point out in this capacity was sort of not acting in constant Sanhedrin. The Hainu. So what's the pshat in that? So all inyanim of Yisrael that are shayach to the koyma ruchnis of Klal Yisrael, the place where it should have happened, where it should happen, is through the Chachma Yisrael. Over here, not. V'hainu, the mechias amolek ein abo mitzara Chachma de Yisrael. Mechias amolek goes to a place a lot deeper than Chachma Yisrael. In other words, Lechura, we can't think of any part of a Koymus Adam that's more fundamental, more root than a person's Das and Machshava. And yet, this was something that superseded it. In other words, mitzad chochmas Yisrael, this couldn't have happened. Kichol devrei mitzad Torah v'chochma. Chochmas Yisrael is yonik from Torah and chochma. Kashem me'oyerim u'me'irim belvozir as a padri of Torah. Sanhedrin, Torah as mayor, chochma and Torah. Keshe nichnas dvar Torah l'leiv, Yotze negdoi dover shalitzanis. Vizeo klal sheresh koya kola umis. Kirech is goyim amolik, vidosh chazal letz tak is amolik. Vizeo sheresh for imek reishish of kola umis. Kilitzanis have of the vetera siba emis. Shezeko in your term less adam derech Hashem. Okay, so let's talk about this point. This is probably the ikin akuda that he's saying over here. And we'll try to understand it. All Reishis Goyim Amalek, it means that all Umos are yoinik a certain inyan from Amalek. In other words, the Sheirish of Bad, they express it in different areas. Klal Yisrael is also called a Reishis. Reishis bar lekimish or yisoshin yikoran Reishis. The Klal Yisrael's Reishis is Reishis of Toiv. Umas Ha'olam's Reishis is a rachis of Amalek. Umasolam ayonik, some of the rachis. So Umasolam straddle both. They have some of Klal Yisrael's rachis and some of Amalek's rachis. In as much as the yonik solubashal, let's give an example. An Uma has a certain affinity for music. Their mohus is music. The yonik, a certain rachis for Klal Yisrael, which means it's possible to have the music letzad toiv, and the yonik a rachis from Amalek, which it's possible to have a shevish of ra for it. But if we stall it back that way, that means that every single Uma is possible to be mevarer the toy from the ra, and the ultimate avoida is to be mevarer the toy from the ra, and to take its particular inyan and leave it with the tzad that's toiv, and sort of sift out that's ra. That's the klolis tmuna of avoida, that you have the toiv and the ra in each uma, expressed in some sort of neutral element. So every uma has some nekud of Amalek in its mohus, but its mohus is not dependent on Amalek. One could sift out Amalek and remain with whatever it is. Amalek is kulira. Its sheirish is a deeper sheirish in Umas Olam, because Umas Olam is already a lefize. If toiv is important, then we'll play the music toiv. If Raz is great, we'll play the music Ra. They're all standing a step down on the continuum, and they're a branch. And a branch of Eitz Hadas Toiv V'Ra, it's sort of a mixture of the two. Klal Yisrael is a Sheirish. It's a Rashis, and it's the Rashis of Rashis. Amalek is the Rashis of Ra, and it stands in love of Sheirish. What exactly is this meaning? So he mentions here Letzonis. Let's just read the next Tainer. Shekol Protein Yonah Maisa Mashvoizi Yakorz Fas Emes Ashtekon La'ad. V'Letzonis Hua Hefech Me Emes Shekol Maisov Mashvoizov Hakol Lefonim. So let's understand this point over here, because it gives a whole understanding, a whole new hezber in understanding what Koyach Ra is. Koyach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Chosomesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, which means that there's a real Metzias in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Metzias, and Baruch She'oma V'hoya Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Amira becomes a Metzias, Kol Dvarav is Emes, and so on, which means it's real, and we treat it seriously. Serious is the way we deal with things that are a Metzias. So if there's a brick wall there, and I know that it's a real wall, I don't run into it. I'm very careful from it. Let's take an example. When I see cars coming, I jump. On the other hand, you have these sort of amusement parks where you go through this kind of one of the types of contraptions. You have these rides where you seem to be ramming into a wall, and you know, it gets stiff, and the last second the wall falls apart, or you realize it's just a light, and then a car comes racing at you. So the first time a person sees it, a person is frightened out of their wits. That's part of the charge that you get out of it. If you're Zuck and Viragel, then it, you laugh at it, because this is fake, it's all fake, it's nothing, it's nonsense. So my attitude towards the world is things that are serious, things that are real, things that emis, the emotional reflection of it in the person is seriousness, and on the other hand, things that are not real, that they look real, then the reaction is litzanis. So litzanis is something which, it at its heart, it's showing something's not real. Rav Shapiro always point out that humor, comedy, is usually you take something, somebody, the more pompous the person looks and the more shtick you do with him, the funnier it is. Because be'etzem, what I'm doing is I'm uprooting the so-called, quote-unquote, seriousness of it, and it's a chochot lula. So Chazal say, kol etzanus asur levar metzuz avodah zarah. In avodah zarah, litzanus is the ideal midah. Because I'm not trying to prove that the avodah zarah is weak, not as effective, misguided. I'm trying to prove that it's an illusion. Lo hayo v'lo nivra. And b'meila, anything, an argument, when I argue with somebody, then the argument means yesh dvar mitzkan, yesh dvar mitzkan. We have to mivar the emeson sheke. Every argument starts with a hanacha that it could be this way, it could be this way. Tzadim lekan, or tzadim lekan. Letzonis means there's not even a tzad. It's a farce. So the farce means it looks like a pompous person, but it's really a clown down at the bottom who's playing a game. It's nothing. So litzanis is the koyach of uprooting emes from the world. It stands zelu maser, and that's why when Chazal talk about kat litzanim, it doesn't mean a joke. It means a joking person, a person who doesn't take things seriously because he doesn't see anything serious. So a real apikairis is always mocking the things that we take seriously. It's all pretense. It's all not. What are you talking about? It's in your mind. The koyach of being oiker is dafka with litzanis. Somebody once said that Chacham Echad Musavos once said it's easy to win logical arguments, rational arguments, just decide that you don't want to be rational. And there's a lot of chachma to that. Rational, if I'm willing to undertake a rational argument, means there is an emes, I'm being misyachas to the emes, and being mechiach the emes is what does it. But who says I have to be rational? Who says I have to treat life seriously? Who says that seichel should be whatever I do? What I feel like doing? I like being silly. I like being stupid. I like being whatever it is. Say that. That's that. Then what do you? If you don't have that sheirish, then you don't have anything. So the koyach of litzanis is so powerful, so deep, that it runs against the emes itself, emes and mitzias. Litzanis at its heart is a total nihilism. It's a total sense of less. There's nothing. Less din, less dain. Not particular kodesh baruch hu. There's no mitzias of something that's worth taking seriously. So the koyach of litzanis, and that's why he brings the Chazal over here. Leitz tak is amolek. If you hit a leitz, it's not going to help much, because that's what it says. It doesn't bother them to get burnt. I'm having my fun. It's a logical, it's a rational argument. Would you rather this? Would you rather that? Would you rather the other thing? I don't care. Then nothing matters. So he says, so b'chol uma koyach miyuchad she'etzem ha'sekoyach she'etzonis. So in every umad, you can, in this particular area, so music can be a profound yearning and dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a profound simcha of emes, of mitzias, of all these things, or it could be a way to make yourself silly and just, you know, escape the world. Instead of entering the world, it becomes escape from the world. So that's where mitzaref, a sheirish of litzonis, to my particular inyan. V'neged zeh, yesh koyach divrei Torah, sheshenichas lev, shemispashek b'chlal umay seyla shem lev ha'olam, oz yoytze negoy sekoyach litzon shem ba'olam, v'nevad koyach ois umay sheufya shalom imeno. So, if I want to argue, so let's take a person who's serious, and a person who has some nekuda of seriousness, some emes, but he likes music, and the music he is silly, and he's sort of, it's an escaping. So I can sit down and reason with them and say, listen, we both want to be good people. We both want to have tzuras adam. We both want to X, Y, and Z. Let's take a look and understand what the music is doing to you, what the role of the music is. So what I need to combat that particular nature of litzanis is Torah, which is seichel. So if I help you understand that this doesn't fit into everything else, I have a nekuda where Havana could latch onto it. So we build slowly. So Torah is a sichlius. Torah teaches a person, if you want to do what's right and you want to have the demus of etzalim olakim and chaya olam, this and this is right. And therefore, in your case, you're misguided, you're misaligned, and so on. So every Torah that's nichnas in the lave of somebody, something else is yoytze. V'amolek, sure reisha shalahem, but Amolek is the reishis who keneged oimek reishis shebetoira. It's keneged that oimek of reishis. It's on the sheirish and the yisait. V'ashara hamishim shenela mimoshe ben ha'sholom sheneskala b'el mazeh. So this supersedes. This is keneged the shara hamishim that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have, and that's where they are. They were the zilum asev Moshe Rabbeinu. All the umays were shaken up because of Kedusha Torah. Sheba Moshe Rabbeinu la'aretz. V'nizgala ba'ulam dova machiv kol koch haseihem. Ibn Meile was something which undid their koyach. K'mosh amru Shabbos har choriv sheyorda chum churba la'umas ha'ulam olav. Chutz me Amalek sheba v'kofetz etoich abatur etachas, she'af al pi shehirticha shehirticha zegam negdoi, ki chola umay se mispashtos koi choysov, mikol mokoyim negshosh v'efrat en izgalo dvar Torah b'olam hazeh. There is no dvar Torah that was an izgalo that could undo Amalek. Ki mikol umay se is a klita l'toiv, in every uma they have some klita of toiv. The Heinishes Bechol Koyach Ra Gamkin is the Pratcha Pamu Toiv. The Chola Umas Em Koyachas Protim, Raki Mishtam Shomay Bitsara, Shrat Sach Sons Koyach Amalek. Vishol Mishtam Sara Toiv, Sheba Al Pia Toira, Avla Molek, Shoshash for Koyach Koyach, Beshosh at Sons of Oilam, Bernemet Timcha. She Aimber Clita Toiv Klal, Vim Kamgir Menu. So let's talk a minute, let's compare it to Koyachas and Nefesh of a person. Imagine you have a person who is a fine person. He's not a chacham, and he doesn't understand that doing this will undermine all his efforts for this, doing that will undermine his efforts for that, and so on and so forth. So I need to sit down and explain. If you do this, this will happen, and from this will happen, and from this, that will happen. So, if I explain well enough and long enough, I'll understand it. The word toichacha means to show a person clearly. a chacham means to show a person. So if the person is missing the chachma and the understanding that such and such an inyan will affect him in such and such a way, and a person understands and sees it, if the person has a shayrish that shayach to it, then it can work. Imagine sometimes, so if you're dealing with somebody whose problem is not so smart in derech ha'olam and so on, kirch ha'nefesh in darkei chayim, so it works. When somebody is immature, the child could be brilliant. And it's not that he doesn't understand, he could probably do a better shtickel Torah than I can. But it's not chal on anything. An immature person, by definition, doesn't care much. He doesn't have any siachsus of seriousness to anything. So b'meila talk. The talking is when you have a certain basis of seriousness and you're applying. The question is, l'fi zeh, is this going to be the effect that you don't want or not? That's chachma. That's past to give over. But when you're talking about something that's very much to the sheirish of my hisyachsus, to the metzias, then what do we have over here? It's not shy to anything. So an immature person, you hope they grow up and they become more mature. That's part of the das. Like we always say, the difference, when we say that a cotton doesn't have das, we're not talking about smart or not smart. There could be sometimes there's some cotton that's brilliant, much smarter than sometimes an Adam Gadol. Gadol mean a grown-up. But the point is, but it doesn't land any place. There needs to be a nekuda in the nefesh that the hairs mitzias, emes. Emes means mitzias. And b'meila, this is real. And everything else will have to come around it, from it, to it. If you're immature, if you're young, if you're not mitzvah, then things just are not a mitzvah, and that's that. Gimel, Ritzayna loyma, ki chol dova sheb oylam loy oses atzmoy, ve ein shom mitzvah nifrat klal, de einoid mulvade, val kein gam kol kores umes al kores eshoyash bekoyach ze letoib, she zeo kaim oise umer, val de teire kolt nisho al toish oise koyach. So, he adds here another knach. Whenever we talk about emes, mitzias, and so on, we really are being misyaches to something outside of ourselves. Lamashal, if I come along to somebody and I say, what you're doing here is not good. It's wrong. It's ra. Well, the person's answer can be, who says? Now, who says can be the following. I don't know where you're coming from, but I admit as a Rebbein Shalom, I admit that as a Torah, but I don't think that that's what it says in the Torah. So we can be done back and forth and so on and so forth. But if I come along and I say, if I think it's good, it's good. Who is anyone to tell me that it's bad? There's nothing in the world. I do what I feel like doing. So that means there's no mitzias outside myself, be'etzim. There's no toiv outside myself. There's nothing. So the ultimate letzonus is, I look around at everything and I say, nothing exists. Yeah, it's like silly things exist. It's like I'm in the amusement park in that ride, and there's cars coming at me, and there's walls standing in front of me, and there's monsters jumping at me. Nothing exists. Nothing exists. So a person who has that mida, be'etzem, my answer is, nothing exists. whatever I feel like doing, that's what I do. That's the ultimate litzanis. It's the ultimate, I see the world as sheker. So someone comes and imposes authority on me. What does that mean? What does he have to, if he hits me hard enough, and so it's my choice that I don't want to be hit so hard, I'll do it. But no such thing. There's no mitzias of Tov and Ra. There's no mitzias of Elyon. There's nothing. That's the ultimate cherish of Litzanis. And b'meila, it's avodah zarah. It's nifrad. It's period from HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'etzim. Because I'm not misyachis to anything as being that. And that was Amalek. Every other Ummah, there's a poison of Litzanis that's absorbed by the Ummah. But it's not its mitzias. It has a mass of toiv. By the Torah, Kol Yisrael Toiv Shoyis HaKayach. Klal Yisrael through Torah is able to dehair what's the toiv of there. Valkein Hechsa Torah Tchil Kol Ummah V'Ummah Shnei Kol Chasem Rak Bal Yisrael. So he learns up the Chazal that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was Chayza and all Ummah Zaylam with the Torah, and then came to Klal Yisrael. That's the pshat. It's a tremendous way of learning up that Chazal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed every Ummah its Torah. The Ummahs weren't willing to accomplish it. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that Torah that he showed to each Ummah to Klal Yisrael. And we have the ability to understand all that study HaTorah that are shayach to the entire world. And that's shayach to each Ummah by from Prati. So all the different koyachos are given to Klal Yisrael. V'hainu, the Yisrael einam koyach prati klal, Klal Yisrael is an Ummah that its mitzias is the dveikus to the shayrish of emes, and b'meila, all the different anafim, all the different branches, could be replanted in Klal Yisrael. V'hainu, v'hayfi alim asapar, shekol umasat matona, v'hainu shegam mikoyach sholem mitzat shosha shevektush in Klal Yisrael. V'hainu, the Yisrael einam koyach prati klal, kem shoyrish klal oylem. Shenegdom, hu amolek reishis goyim shoyrish hara, v'heim shoyrish hatoib. So, the shoyrish of Toiv and Ra is Klal Yisrael and Amalek. The way in which we can express it, another way of saying Toiv and Ra is Emes and Sheker, Mitzias and Heder, Litzonis versus Ritzinus, Arocha. Over Matan Toiv, Kol Tugan, Kol Koichas, Protim, Shebet Toiv, Shekoch, Umes, Ve'nifilu, L'ral, Chedek, Amalek. Valkein, Behar Sinai, Yorda, Sinai, V'chor, B'lehem, Dirak, Me'oz, Nisrachku. The mekoidem or yesherish hatoiv gamkin bekirba, for yegamkin neviu mesoilam keishan toivim. Matan Torah klal Yisrael is koyot hakoil, umishu toiv bu mesoilam tzorach lizgaya yeskekon shenel b'shem Yisrael. V'chol zman shenite bu meYisraelis I efshel yis toiv klal, k'ach matan Torah hu shenase amolek levade erashes goyim melakres yis toiv klal. So in the big picture, geirus is a tikkun for a pratis tikkun one. In other words, the idea that I want to take the koyach, whatever koyach it was that was given to me as part of one Ummah, and I want to be mechaberet letoiv, I have to go to Klal Yisrael. Right now, Amalek is the one who is poisoning everything else, and if I remain in the place I remain, it'll be a taruvus of toiv ra. It'll never become toiv in itself because there's always that poison. Lasad lavoi, the different mamorim chazal, the psukim, where the mashmos is, I guess, because Amalek will be nimcha. That's why it's something that is it's shayach that the umas as umas that sheirish will be nekas, will be nedar, and it'll remain that. So let's just recap. Let's just to get the understanding of this. When we're talking about Toiv and Ra in the world in the most shayashtek oifen, then it's something that transcends even chachma. Chachma is a result of it. It's something that can build from it. Chachma starts with a certain point of reishis and moves on. Let's give a simple example. If I call in a smart analyst, and I tell him, this is the business, and tell me how I can run it most effectively, that I should make the most money, and so on. So the bigger chacham is, the better he can explain and work out, v'chulu v'chulu. But at some point where I ask somebody who's malumid this type of chacham, I ask him, what should I do? I don't know. I mean, I can tell you, starting with a certain point, how to move it to the next step. But I have to start with a point. I have to start with an aleph. Reishis of Klal Yisrael is the sheirish of wanting emes, the hearing that the world is a metzias, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metzias, kol kulay. It's in every way we look at it, it's real, and that's metzias. And b'meila, that's a starting point. Torah is the chetimtza of building everything from that point onwards. Once I deher that there's Einad Malvadoi, that Toiv is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that Toiv is what a person wants, now the question is, the basic halachas, how it applies in each case, how I deal with a complex situation, on and on and on. But in as much as a person is missing that, in as much a person couldn't care, then it's something that is ra, and it's natua in a person's oimik. And for that, for the person who doesn't have caring, person doesn't have any chush or sense for metzias and emes, then nothing will help afterwards. Klal Yisrael, every single person in Klal Yisrael is endowed with that nekuda. Bal Korchach Yisrael, it means at some point it's there. A lot of grime gets up there. And that's why we find it sometimes easier to live with Litzanus. And the idea that, cares, so what, big deal. It's something which is, it creeps in. The problem is, it has a true, it's a very, very powerful tool. There are many of it azaris, that the way we need to deal with it is with litzanis. A person is infatuated with covet. A person is infatuated with chemes hamamon. A person is infatuated with many things. The way to deal with many of these things is litzanis in the sense, understanding you're chasing an illusion. It's like hayav la nivra, it's nothing. So the koyach, the most powerful and potent musa is litzanis. Anything that has gotten to the dagger of the zara, litzanusa of the zara is there. It has its makom. On the other hand, in as much as it crosses over, so if a person has a hard time with something, a lot of times the easiest way to deal with it is with litzanis. Big deal, who cares, or whatever. It's not real, nobody's like that, so on. That's the crossroads. Everything else, either zil gmor, you know, when he asked them like al regal achas, he wanted to know I want something that's a sheirish. Everything else is zil gmor. Everything else is just an extension of that. This week, this Shabbos, we're me'oyer, the Ketushas Azman of Mechias Amalek. So the Amalek in the world, the Rebbein Shalom, will take care of that. Someone asked me, is there anyone that can determine who's Amalek today? Is that our job is not to chase people and kill them. Our job is to find a malik in ourselves, to be bari chametz. Which things do we take too seriously that shouldn't be taken seriously at all? And that's where the koyach of the son is a positive koyach. But much worse, which things do we push away from us? Do we excuse ourselves with letzanis? What are the things that we sort of, where is letzanis in us? Something that is an excuse and a way to deal with something that we don't want to deal with. That's the real issue. That's where Mechias HaMolech comes in. This Shabbos Hashem is this man of the Kedusha. Like he says over here, it was something that in its ultimate superseded Chochmas Yisrael. The Eini HaEda, the Sanhedrin, were not the ones who did it, because this required something beyond that, and something Zelu Maser Shar Hamishim, something where that the Chayetz Kodma L'Torah. It's the Nekud of Shayresh and Nekud of Reishis. It's as man to me a second Reishis call Yisrael, that the Reishis, our Reishis is that we look for what's emes and what's real. And what's emes and what's real is kayim. It's something that's there, and that's the pillar on which we build all our maisim around. Shabbos.